the rest of the story. What good was that old building? Not much, really. A natural history museum occupied the second floor, but that was about it. The state owned the old place. Finally, the legislature decided to get rid of it and demolish the building itself, sell the recoverable materials for scrap, auction the land off to developers. Aha, the land. That's what counted here. Maybe $150,000 worth of land, considering its prime location. But then some number cruncher came up in the state capitol, weighing the cost of demolition against the value of the real estate, and calculated that the best way to handle the deal would be to offer the land, building and all, to the city at a discount. The hope was that the city council would take the bait before they had time to think about it. The price tag was $70,000. The city went for it. Now the city is stuck with it. And they sat on it for a dozen years. When the museum relocated, the townsfolk got worried. The old building needed repairs, perhaps even complete renovation. Once more, there was talk of demolition. In any case, the scrap, the rotten rafters and near worthless other materials, must be removed and disposed of. So the city arranged to have this done. The scrap metal was offered to a foundry man named John Wilbank, who by written agreement would be charged only $400 for it. He could melt the metal down and reuse it, do whatever foundrymen do. The only requirement was that he pay the cost of hauling it away. Well, John Wilbank, eager for a city contract, signed the agreement and then discovered his mistake. The cost of hauling that hunk of scrap away exceeded its value. The city, he now was certain, had purposely cheated him. So he reneged. The city council, fully aware that they had come out ahead in the bargain, sued Wilbank for breach of contract. So now what? What do you do? Do you fight City Hall? Now John knew he had been beaten. But how was he going to be able to get out of this gracefully and still avoid having to haul away that blankety-blank scrap? Well, I'm going to tell you what he did. He paid for the scrap metal, and he paid the court costs, and then he presented the junk to the city as a gift. And he walked away. And there the junk sits to this day, right there in the same building, which incidentally was renovated by the city. For some unwanted things simply cost less to keep than they do to get rid of. So instead of demolishing the old state house and its worthless contents in 1816, the Pennsylvania legislature sold it to the city of Philadelphia. Then 12 years later in 1828, instead of paying to have that load of heavy scrap metal carried away, the city of Philadelphia reluctantly left it right where it was, just a big hunk of junk that nobody wanted. A big hunk of junk called the Liberty Bell? The Liberty Bell. Only now you know the rest of the story.